And who is that? My over there. I got my boy.
Got somebody new right here.
Yeah, I got
Ray
my
Charles, man.
Introduce yourself. You know?
Oh yeah, man. My name AOF Nino, man. You know, the most black ball to do it though. You hear me?
Okay.
Hey,
who is that? My over there. I got my boy.
Got somebody new right here.
Yeah, I got Ray my. Charles, so this is happening.
Introduce
again.
Yourself. You know?
Oh yeah, man. My name AOF Nino.
This happened to his last show. So we got Mikey in the building. Mikey gonna make sure we turn this motherfucker up.
We good now.
And first and foremost, all the viewers, I want to let y'all know we got the Discord working, so y'all can go ahead and tap in on the Discord.
Y'all tap in. And
y'all can do a live call.
Working today.
Yeah, it's working.
Okay,
it's working. So you can do a live call and tap in right now.
Yeah,
you feel me?
The link is in the description.
And if y'all don't notice, I'm hosting the show today.
Mm-hmm.
So I done got fucking bumped up around this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So shit, I am the motherfucking host.
All right,
I know statements that do the
I
most.
I slid in your spot.
I know
you
statements.
Over
you know
there.
What I'm saying?
Just,
you the coach because the brick must be shitting them because I don't know what the fuck going on, gang. I can't get him on the phone. Nothing.
When they answering your call.
You got my boy Spook, gang.
Okay.
Nah, for sure. Nah, for sure. I know my nigga. I know my nigga, fool. He spooked. Hey, I don't know what's going on. Did you talk to him? Did you press him? Like, I don't like.
Brick ain't here, cuz I don't wanna talk about Brick why he not here. Cuz but I did talk.
I don't think he gonna be here again. Like, cuz you here.
If that's what you think.
Like on some real shit. But nah, I don't know. I don't know because I don't know. He's supposed to be here, gang. He's in town. He was in.
I know.
I sat in. Nah, fuck that. Nah, fuck that. I almost sat in on Monday.
What you talking about, Jordy?
I almost sat in on Monday because he was absent 10 minutes.
Mm.
Because he was absent on, because y'all sat, you were supposed to sit on the, what you call it, right?
Right.
On the Here We Go Again.
What's that? Oh yeah, on the first one.
On the show with right. Dejan Paul.
Correct.
So I was gonna fill in for that.
Mm.
But then now when I got the call, like, oh yeah, we need you on the Tuesday show, like let's get it going. I'm like, oh, I'm filling in. They like, yeah, you filling in for Brick. I'm like, oh, okay, well, why? Like, Brick, I can't get him on the phone, I can't talk to him.
Mm.
I'm like, damn, is the homie on some
because acting weird with you?
He's acting weird with himself right now. I don't know what's going on. I think you got you doing all this.
What I'm doing, kid?
Rapping, high power. You coming in, big body.
Stop.
You got my homie Spook, gang. I'm not feeling that. So look, hey, if my homie don't come here, we gotta do something about this, bro.
Cause
I'm not feeling this, gang.
Look, cause I don't know.
You know, Brick.
I don't know if me standing on my gangster make it look extra out, but yeah, cause like it was just that the whole situation was weird for you too, right?
I got hit with it on the show.
Yeah. I got hit with it out of nowhere too.
That's so yeah. That,
but yeah, cuz Brick, come up here, cuz get man, a, so, come sit so, up in your seat, cuz.
So it comes to see that Brick baby is ducking No Jumper.
Damn,
I think he's ducking you because he found out you had them trannies last night.
Damn,
what time?
Wait, cuz just went left on you. See, you done fucked up your moment.
Yeah, see, this motherfucker. Wait, but you the one that got the pink on.
Hey man,
you
I
know
keep it
what
I
you talking about?
Hey.
But yeah, but back on the subject, I just some of the shit I chopped it up with cuz at first, and then some of the shit it just. Even though I told everybody I ain't need to hear, just hearing that shit, cause it was like kind of like, I'm like, what? Like it wasn't a real response. You feel me? Yeah. It wasn't a real response. It wasn't keeping a gangster after we established that we bros on here. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause pretty much, cause I
fuck on here. Like in general, like
period. Yeah. We was like period. Cause it ain't and just the slip up I did put cuz in a little water, but niggas already was like on bullshit. With cuz.
Yeah.
So after me and cuz established something, I established it to where cuz, me and cuz, like, cuz, I'm rocking with you, cuz. And
right.
I'm not, nigga saying, like, he not putting me before his hood or none of that. We just bros, nigga. If anybody, I got real bros that I put before, like, you know, that I'm rocking with, period.
Yeah.
Not put before, but we rocking, period. So that was just some outlandish and it was goofy. Like, a nigga like me don't understand it because, because I let myself, I lowered my pride and myself down, and some of my homies upset my shit too because I apologized right after. Okay, so you took one end of the stick, I took the other end of the stick. Really, you got politics, now I got politics too. Now that low key can make us stronger.
Right. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
The,
but
the way that we push the narrative, or the way that, because we can control the narrative.
Yeah.
We have the power to control.
Right.
The
we got
narrative.
Power to control the whole thing. Niggas gonna be like, damn, cuz look how solid them niggas end up. At the end of the day, it would have turned solid. Go ahead, gang.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro. Everybody had homies that was from the other side, whether it was an enemy or blood versus another a Crip. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody then slipped up one time talking with their homie, bro. You feel me? I didn't been in prison since I was 18 years old. So, and I'd have been on that yard with real gangsters that didn't did that before. And be like, all right, my bad, it's just a respect thing. You feel me? Y'all trying to tarnish somebody's friendship. That's not cool, bro.
But the fact
that's what Cud just did.
But the reality of the fact is, gang, it happened on this platform where not only we can see it, everybody can see it. They can tell
right.
it. Motherfuckers around the world can see it. Everybody just looking at, everybody can have their own opinion.
You're right.
So, That's where it's weird in the jail. They can't.
Okay, but them gangsters, though,
you know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, it's still street. Probably them gangsters know at the end of the day, like, man, I didn't gotta. If you a Crip, I got a blood homie. I done slipped up with a couple times. We'd have been in the car. You feel me, nigga? Blase that, bro.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Nigga, like, kill that shit.
You feel
like,
me? It been time where niggas slip up and they be like, man, I ain't worried about it. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
That's being real. Any niggas who was politicking on niggas on podcast shit too. You know, so if they were, like I said last time, if they was right here too, cuz it would be like that too.
Right. No.
Or even a nigga be like, cuz stop playing, cuz like, all right, cuz you already know, cuz.
They wouldn't even understand.
Yeah, they understand.
A little
That's
bit.
Where we got it fucked up.
Yeah.
They understand.
Right.
But niggas still chasing and building false narratives too, cuz.
Right.
You feel me? So, but yeah, cuz. Welcome to No Fucking Jumper, No Statements, I mean.
Yeah, it's No Jumper, No Statements in this motherfucker, yeah, man. We got our executive producer, Mikey, in the building.
What up?
Holding us down. You feel me? We got Hurley Films in the building going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Got my brother P. Nice in the back. What
so, up?
My girl in the back.
DW,
what's up,
gang.
My bad.
You got a lot going on, fool. You got a lot going on, gang.
Hello.
You got Brick, baby,
yeah.
Not showing up to No Jumper. Bitch, how did I get here? I don't know. I'm here because of Brick, but I'm here by myself. So he's like, I don't know. Anyway, DW, I got to ask you, gang. I got a notification on my phone saying that DW Flame just dropped some new shit. And I listened to it. I tapped in. I listened to it. I'm like, damn, I didn't even get, after you said something that caught my attention, I'm like, pause. I got to like, we going to save it. I'm going to see if we can damn near bring it up on No Statements. And,
bring that shit up. Tell Big Sad is up, pussy.
So for the people that don't know, let's kind of give them an update of what's been going on. So I kind of just caught it yesterday. Day before yesterday. And I seen Big Sad pretty much taking shots at you, taking shots at Brick. I heard the song. I just recently talked to you. And you told me that the first record that you just dropped, it wasn't a diss song.
Nah, the first record that I had out was just, I was rapping why I was in a studio. Why the nigga randomly put a track out? I just said some shit. But I wasn't gonna rap beef with Cub, but a lot of people was fucking asking me to reply. Niggas hitting me up. They really wanna rap. Cuz the only thing Cub wanna do is rap. So yeah, I'm gonna fuck Cuz up. He really can't rap like that. Cuz it's good tracks. He make good tracks here and there, but he can't rap like I rap for real.
So you said, okay. Okay,
it's a cold fight right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, I ain't gonna
go
lie
check
to
out
you.
My track right now. Go check out the Big Sad, Big Rat 1900 disc, Dead Homies.
You want
1900 BC?
It's on YouTube. Where's that?
Them niggas extinct. Ain't nobody from 1900. Fuck the whole 1900, nigga. Damn. 23rd Street. Damn. You're not fucking with the Notorious Badass Baby Youngs. That's on my mama, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that nigga don't give a fuck.
Come outside, man. You up in that little apartment, nigga. Little bitch ass nigga. Come outside. We really outside. You want fake beef. You want any type of beef on babies. Niggas will put you up. Nigga.
Damn, fool. So.
Stop mentioning my name, pussy. You a snitch.
So, damn.
Hey,
so,
hey. Hey,
for y'all that. So, for y'all. So, what? So he dropped a song called something, Cream Pie or some shit.
Zesty Cream Pie.
Zesty Cream Pie. I took a listen to it. And me just being honest, me being a real nigga. That motherfucker hard. That nigga said, bro, that nigga, Brick Baby.
He said his breath stink. That's true?
Well, we can't tell. The nigga ain't here to even, I don't know where to be. He's not here to, we can't smell his breath. Jeez. You know what I'm saying? Wherever he's at, like, I hope you watching.
I think my nigga Brick Baby.
Brick, I hope you watching, gang, because you left me hanging, bro. You left me hanging, and I'm not feeling that, gang. You know, I gotta show my, you know, my skills, you know, and really take over and do my shit. So, DW, is this an ongoing thing? Like, you gonna do another one? If he responds, you gonna.
I mean, if the nigga want to rap, we can rap.
Okay.
Tell Cut good looking.
Okay, so let's get into that. So Big Sad is watching live right now, and he just donated $10.
Big Sad woke up this morning thinking about he a snitch again, and it fucked him up again.
Let's get into the super chat. Let's see what the super chat.
Big Sad, the perfect name for your bitch ass. Dead homies, you went outside.
Damn, fool. So far,
Big Sad, hold on, in all the comments that be on the page, Big Sad got a gang of fake pages, cuz be writing on it, cuz a snitch, he be doing weird shit, like he do, cuz got crazy. A gang of fake pages.
You know what's so crazy? I used to really shout Big Sad out, I was really fucking with Big Sad, like he was one of the main reasons why I really started rapping, taking it serious, right? Because, you know, nigga never charged me for a feature, that, like, you feel me, first time, never charged me for a feature, it was a real nigga shit. In Seattle. Mm-hmm.
In Seattle, right?
Yeah,
that's where niggas be put up talking about the king of LA.
It was in Seattle, you feel what I'm saying? And, shit, he blew up, you feel me? Homie, it was a real nigga before, you feel me, a fan. I felt like now he got a little buzz. He don't know the difference between a fan and a friend. You feel what I'm saying?
He don't know the difference between a lot of shit. He don't know the difference between snitching and not.
It's crazy.
Real nigga. Damn, man.
Gang shit, nigga.
So we got another... super chat. I'm gonna read all the ones $5 and up.
Talk your shit.
And it says, "Nah, DW can rap. Sad makes music."
Mm-hmm. That's what I just said. Cuz got some cool songs, but if you want to go back and forth with rap, I'll fuck you up, gang.
You feel me? And see,
start it up, gang. On 23rd Street.
I done been in the studio with Sad. I done seen his work process. How bro work?
I ain't gonna lie, I've been
knocking the motherfuckers out back to back,
fast back to back.
But he's a writer. He writes. He writes.
I ain't gonna lie. I seen him write one time. I'd have been in there. Okay, where I really felt some type of way.
Hold on, gang. We giving Cut too much. Okay. Hold on. No statements on here. We ain't giving no snitch too much action at nothing. This called no statements.
Oh, P.
What this niggas talking about?
Hey, so look. I don't know, gang. Like, you feel me? I'm not the one to call it, man.
Go check out the diss right now. 1900 BC, cause this whole hood extinct. That's what it's called, cuz. Go check it out.
Hey, Mike, you wanna pull that up?
Pull that motherfucker up.
Can we pull that up on the YouTube? What's the name of the song?
It's Big Sad. It's called 1900 BC.
1900 BC.
Uh-huh.
What? It's my song. Yeah,
it's his song.
Yeah, he would love that you wouldn't be able to play if he could control that. That shit spreading like wildfire right now. Dead homies, damn, my comments going crazy. They dropping rats for cut.
Hey, so I'm just looking at it like this. I'm just, you know, because we in it right now. Like, you know, it's all happening. Like, you know, this like some history shit. Like, you feel me? This could be some, you know, some big old shit going on.
What about y'all said that with a boxing match, man? He
said
rich.
What?
What am I? He said it with a boxing match, man. Just beat, man, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'll beat the shit out of him. He ain't nothing but a short, little fat, little short, little little nigga. Like, come on, cuz. He wouldn't be able to last in no gladiator tank with no real nigga. When you go
Sad,
back
man,
to jail, you
at,
going
man?
To PC, cuz.
Sad, man. Where you at, man? Set your boxing match up, Sad.
So we got the
come on, cause I ain't turning down that.
So we got the audio. So we got the audio pulled out right here. DW Flow.
Nigga talking about big racks.
That's a good picture too. What the hell?
Nigga, I'll wipe out the whole 1900.
Hey, you a troll?
Make you niggas 1900
DC. Artwork going crazy on these cuts.
Yeah, I've been a joint so long, I'm a backwood, nigga. Stop playing, bitch.
And they can hear
that. Hey, start that up.
Get the people what they want, nigga. 2-3. Putting dirt up on my name, cut them, start that.
Yeah.
That's some babies, I'm gonna go crazy on your
mark ass.
Weird ass nigga, snitch ass nigga, loser ass nigga, bitch ass nigga. Stop acting like you cut fake rich ass nigga. Going live in the house with a blick ass nigga. Man, that's foolishness, I'm foolish. Well known for moving shit. Never seen 100 bands, nigga saying stupid shit. Who the king of LA? You ain't Draco the ruler, bitch. You no longer a gang member, bro, you're a civilian. Gangsta rapping ass. That's a mental illness. Beefing with my homies, that ain't something I gotta deal with. Man, bro, let's keep it real. You going PC in the county jail. He ain't even killed a bitch. I'm looking like white. I know your ass just in LA. They know me around the world.
Yeah.
TV shows.
Fuck that shit, gang. Yeah,
this a battle.
Yeah, nigga.
This a battle in every
yeah,
way.
Stop playing.
This a battle.
Stop playing,
this
bitch.
This a battle.
Hey. Stop playing. Only niggas that's right. Only niggas that's right. Dick is big sad in the comments.
This a battle. Hey. I ain't gonna lie. This a battle.
So
he made a match.
Yeah. Hey, so hey, this is a battle. Niggas, man, that's some niggas is rapping. Niggas popping it. Niggas popping it. So y'all, hey, so y'all go, y'all go tap in, man.
On the dead homies. Oh. Yeah, I'm finna I'm finna fire cuz up.
So 23rd Street.
Where my nigga usually right here. We can drive right.
Yeah. We got another
23rd Street.
We got another super chat from Healthy Conversation Podcast. It say Brick still in Texas doing videos with Perky or Percy. Shit crazy being fucked with the DW Brick combo. This shit weird. All love, though, salute.
Shit is getting weird.
Hell yeah, that's my boy, man. And it says another one. As hard as it was, Brick and DW really took on Los Angeles, Eastside. Okay, and then somebody reacted to the song.
I ain't gonna lie, D-Dub. Don't let this little controversy be the reason we spark your flame, bro, to keep dropping. You feel me? You even though you got other shit going on that's more important, you feel me, to adjust to. But don't let this right here dictate, you feel me, you dropping, bro. You too dope, bro, for you not to be dropping how you supposed to be, bro.
Correct.
No
correct.
Cap.
I just got that phone call. Somebody just said those exact words.
Right.
You've been doing that, bro. The only thing is, now I'm a rap. You feel me? I've been fucking with my different fans, different bag.
So when did
nigga want to rap, we can rap.
When did you record that?
Right now. I recorded that song on the way here, dropped it on the freeway, got to my job, all in the same shit.
So you recorded
no it? No effort.
You recorded it in the car, gang?
Like no, gang. Boom, 4 o'clock.
Damn. This nigga called. That nigga said, nigga, what? He's like, hold on, babe. Where is my nigga?
But that's the type of shit that's what I'm saying. You was, nigga, like, he be dropping shit, nigga. I'm like, bop, bop, bop on babies. But I went straight in that motherfucker at 4 o'clock. Song done at 4:23. That's on my daughter. Hurry up, trying to hurry up, because yesterday we got the thing about being here on time.
Right.
On gang, I'm in Long Beach, so it's like an hour and something away. So I hurry up and got here. Dropped that motherfucker. My engineer sent it. Dropped it on the freeway. Crip, I'm here. Now we here.
So you dropped it on the, so you already had the artwork already ready?
Nigga, I had him printing up the artwork this morning. I said, you know what? I'm on this nigga today.
So that's how you.
Yesterday, when I seen the interview, you wasn't really giving it no mind. I was telling him at the studio last night. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, I respect how DW held it. You feel me? He's like, you know, man, that's street shit.
One thing I wanna let niggas know, I ain't never been a bigger person.
Damn. I feel that though.
I feel that too.
You know what I'm saying? I just start becoming. Hey, because, hold on. No. I just start becoming on that level, like, of, you know, where I got sense like that.
Of showing your growth.
Yeah, and I love it. You know what I'm saying?
For me.
For me, I love that. But come on, cuz, you talking, you can't talk to me about no gang shit, and you can't, nigga, I can rap for real. Like, cuz, rap. For real, like, nigga, you see my freestyles, you see everything when I go haywire. I go haywire on niggas. But besides that, yeah, niggas think they Draco or something. Niggas popping it like they Draco. You following cut whole thing. You not rich, gang. Couple hundred bands, not rich, fool. Chill out.
Damn. So, hey, that shit right there is doing is you want to pull up the you cool with pulling up the big side shit?
Yeah.
All right, let's pull up big side this.
Oh no, hell no, we ain't pulling that up. No statements.
Oh, good. We can't play it.
I went saying, okay. Chris. They okay, could go listen to it by themselves.
Okay, we can't play. All right, but yeah, y'all go ahead and listen to it by yourself if y'all want to. If y'all want to get
if y'all want to
hip hop shit, man.
Yeah, if y'all want to
crazy,
we gonna give him some rapping because I know that's what Cud want. He want to rap about it. He don't want no real beat.
So Nino, we got AOF Nino in the building, man. So what do you do?
That boy dripped out too, cuz.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I peeped this way. Let's throw that on.
Let's get a drip check. Let's get a drip check, gang. Oh, what you have
got on, cuz? Oh, man, you know, I don't like my. Hold on, these my foot. Oh, yeah, I had slippers on, so I couldn't. I just had to throw some shoes on. But
we got the regular G phase on. So, you know, I bought these every other day. You got, you know, it ain't nothing, $100. You know?
Yeah.
You know, we got that good Desto Dub on that awful lot of years.
Talk your shit.
We gonna holler at
Hey, shout out to Hot Kicks LA, man. If y'all ever need some clothes, anything, they got shit. You feel me? Go check them out. No cap, they go crazy. They delivered it to the studio last night. He did some overtime for me.
And you didn't tell, you made sure I didn't get anything. That's great. This is amazing. This is what they do to me, gang.
That's crazy.
You know, no. So you had it delivered to the studio and... That's crazy, because I did just see the sweater pop up out of nowhere.
So I didn't tell you that I had somebody coming for some.
It's all good.
I get the address.
It's all good. It's all good, right? So I know what's going on, but the world don't really know what's going on. So what all do you do? You're an artist?
I make music. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a parent. I'm a dad before anything.
Okay, pop it.
You feel what I'm saying?
And where you from? Like,
shit, I'm from Watts, man. I'm from Nixon Garden Projects.
How was that for you? Is that where you grew up at?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm a corner. I got put on. You feel what I'm saying? But it was a place I've been going since I was a kid, you know?
Right.
Like, hanging with niggas and all that. Like, just
real niggas.
Little crowd shit I was around.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And then,
that's all right. I know a lot of real niggas like that.
Yeah. So I seen a clip go viral with you and Four Extras.
Yeah, man, that's my boy, man.
Yeah, so how did that relationship come about, gang?
My best friend, that's actually his uncle. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that was y'all serving the pizzas.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, yeah. Shout out real black young man who going out here, who helping out the community and shit like that, bro.
What was the idea on that? Who idea was that? How did that come about?
Honestly, it was both of ours. I just told him, like, I ain't gonna lie, let's go get back to the community. He was with it, you feel me? It was raining. It was nothing else to do. I didn't have no studio session.
But going out raining it shows something too.
I look at it like this, like, you know, if it's nothing, you like, it's nothing to do.
Nothing
it's raining.
Do. I ain't have no studio
what
session.
What can we do?
Right.
They ain't gonna chill on the block. What we chilling on the block for?
No cap. That's
real. That's some real nigga shit.
You got a little thing where it clap like.
Yeah, our soundboard. No,
I want to say, clap it up.
We're on Mikey. And time out, ladies and gentlemen. We do got the live Discord, so y'all can tap in and call in on right now and talk to
y'all. Can tap in. Not talk to me.
Yeah, we can take a call. Do we have a call? Yeah, we can take a call right now.
Hey, we're going to take these calls. You come in here, any type of wrong, we're going to still take the call.
You know?
That's how DW come in.
But yeah, I feel like, you know,
that was me.
The diss shit. I've never been a fan of diss records and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I take shit, you know, like serious. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So I don't even be playing with niggas like that. You know, like, you know, if it's not up, like, you know, if a nigga don't want to really take it there, if you don't want to squabble or none of that, like, you feel me?
But that's where they trying to say we too much like that. Like, it's just rap. So once I'm like, all right, cuz.
That's my thing.
If a nigga want to rap, we could do that too.
If you can't beat me up, leave me the fuck alone.
Gordy, I took those approaches already, gang.
And we can't link up.
Why are y'all messing with me?
I even take the chill approach. Just how Adam said,
like Brick.
He wasn't even
okay. Brick, he feel like he can't beat you up because he left us alone.
This nigga crazy.
Like, damn, that's my homie.
Hey, what made you like? You feel me? Because yesterday you had a whole nother energy. What made you go home and like think about that though? Like, man, I'm finna fuck over this nigga. Like,
oh, this because oh my bro, D3, shout out D3 Flame. Cause D3 was like, called me last night. I was sleepy as fuck. He like, nigga, rap. He like rap.
So he
like
you
he like niggas really don't know gang. Like they going off.
I've been knowing
niggas little songs and this shit right now. Gone. They like nigga. He like nigga, you gonna fuck cuz over. I'm like, all right, gang, I'm gonna call you and I'm gonna talk to you tomorrow.
I feel like it's gonna be a chain even. I feel like he about to record some shit right now.
All right, it don't even matter.
I know how he is. He probably at a studio right
now. That's all he doing. Bro, he don't do nothing but be in the studio, gang.
But I ain't gonna lie.
This shit is rap.
This world is small. Y'all go cross paths.
23rd Street. I mean, look.
Eventually.
Yeah, yeah. So what?
You know what I'm saying?
So.
All right, we got a caller. We got. Name he goes by Noob. All
right. Hey, so look, man, live and no statements, man. We got our first live Discord caller, man. You said his name is what? Noob.
Noob, yeah. Can you hear Noob? Us, Noob?
Noob, can you hear us?
Hello.
Noob, yeah. Noob, what's happening? What's happening?
Hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. You tapped in.
You tapped in live on no statements or no jumping, bro. What's the deal?
Can you hear us?
Noob, can you hear us?
Let me see. Cut can't hear us.
I don't think he can hear us.
Let's see. You there, Noob?
Mikey, y'all got to get this shit right.
It was working. You heard
it didn't
work
last time. I heard him. At least somebody, at least we answered the motherfucker.
If he would have responded, I'd have been like, all right, cool. Let's get it going. Somebody else try it out. Let's see. I heard something.
How about now, Noob? Can you hear us now?
Yo, Noob.
Damn.
Noob.
All right, we'll get back to it, man.
Noob, tap back in, cuz we still right here.
We'll get back to it. But look, so in the future, y'all go ahead and tap in on the Discord. And,
should have called.
Hey,
whoa, there
is
you
there,
are.
Is that you?
Yeah, this me. This Noob.
All right. What's up with it, bro?
Noob, what's the deal?
What's up, man?
How you feeling, man? You live right now. No statements, no jumper. What's the deal, bro?
Hey, man, big fan of y'all, man. Y'all been doing y'all thing, feel me? Definitely been watching y'all way more, especially since DW and Gordy joined up. You feel me? I even got my girl all on no jumper, hella shit. You feel me? We all been watching y'all.
Man,
but first question I really want to ask you for DW, you feel me? So I heard the phone call, so I got like two kind of questions on it. So one, how you feel about like a nigga like recording a call? And you feel me? And then like posting and shit. Cause like at the end of the day, you feel me? That nigga Brick Baby said what he said, but like the phone call was between them two. He didn't know he was being recorded.
It was supposed to be between him and his homie.
That's true too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So in my opinion, you feel me? If me and my homies hollering at about some shit, that's between us. You feel me? And that's on me to come to that other man that I'm talking about and letting them know how I feel about him. You feel me? But for a nigga to record it and then post it, like, I just feel like that's a whole ass nigga standpoint. I just wanted to see how you felt about it.
I mean, yeah, like Gordy said yesterday, if niggas is politicking, that's something that need to get politicked on too.
Straight up.
That's like police activities.
You know what I'm saying?
That's Los Angeles Police Department.
So that's how I feel about that. Come on, I understand like, I can even understand when niggas talk to their homies in confidence, and you be whoever you really is, or maybe he was just trying to please them, because that's definitely what it was, because it sounded like he was just trying to.
I know my homie.
That's what Kev was trying to do, right?
Bro, I know my homie, bro. And then he trying to get niggas off the phone.
Right. He trying to get niggas off the subject, off the phone.
Brick Baby don't even really get that shit too much energy.
But that was too much energy.
Because when that shit had happened,
like, you feel me, like Brick Baby was saying, that was between. You feel me? Y'all, like, Gordy ain't even here. You feel me? It got nipped in the bud right then and there. Niggas wanted to shed light and get attention on it. But had, like, shit been behind closed doors, I feel like the energy would have never been even pushed out there. Niggas wouldn't be trying to get on DW. Niggas wouldn't be trying to get on Brick. So it's just, like, I feel like a lot of the motherfuckers who is trying to shed light on this, because it be the same niggas that's popping up. Like, I ain't... You feel me? I'm from the Bay, so I don't got no problem with the niggas I'm finna name, but like, you feel me? 600, Wack, you feel me? Like, all these niggas keep throwing up the name because they seeing that, like, a lot of people in LA, because LA damn near got almost like, what, like 500,000 people? Like, it got hella people in LA, especially like, damn near like 50% of the population gangbang, if not one a gangbang. So they all trying to shed light and pay attention to that shit.
To answer your question, gang. Oh yeah, you know, yeah. Of course, when I watched it, it made a nigga, you know, some type of uncomfortable, like because I talked to Cuz, but for sure, I addressed the situation, and I'm smarter than a lot of niggas think, and nobody persuades my train of thought, and behind closed, I can just say I would never do that. But no, we gotta move to the next nigga. Appreciate you for supporting.
Hey, appreciate you coming through, no. Hey, go ahead and tap in. Follow us on the gram and all that, bro. Send me a DM.
One more? Yeah, we'll take one more call, cuz.
Hey, so we got another caller. Hey, so that was new from the Bay, man. Appreciate you for calling in on those statements. You said, what was that? Goldie. Goldie, what's going on? Can you hear us? You live on No Statements, No Jumper.
Yo, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What up, gang? Sound like you driving in the car.
Hey, blood. So DW, did you hear Big Sass diss?
Yeah, did you hear mine?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Them bitches both neck and neck, blood. You gonna have to drop a harder one, cause nigga, you was smashing on that nigga. We called them niggas BC, called them niggas extinct. I ain't gonna lie, blood. That shit hilarious.
Right.
But hey, you was punching on that shit. But like he said, nigga, it's a battle now, blood. And the nigga was going in, and then the nigga threw Big Baby in there, said that nigga breath stink. Nigga threw Wack in there. Hey, the nigga was really getting witty on that hoe. Right. Blood was trying to play it. I know you ain't finna play it on your show. That make a whole lot of sense. But hey. Nigga, you gonna have to come punching on that nigga, blood. That shit, hey, your shit was slapping, though. Don't take what I'm saying wrong. Your shit was breaking, but hey, you gotta punch on that nigga.
You want me to fire him up and kill him?
Hey, you wanna know what's so crazy? You know
what I mean, blood. Put baby. That nigga in the back. Oh, one, baby, man.
I'm gonna put him to bed. You hear me?
Hey, so where you from, gang?
I'm gonna put cut in.
I'm from Texas, baby.
Shout out Texas. Texas in the building. Good looking.
Texas in the building. Hey, appreciate you for calling in, man.
Yeah, that's what the streets want, huh?
You know what I think he did, though?
That's what the streets want. They want it cuz I'm for the fire, cuz.
I think he wrote that already and was just like trying to like.
Cuz was like, oh, cuz.
He's waiting for the perfect time to drop that.
He's thinking about me all day.
I think he been wrote that.
He went talk about Zest cuz he's thinking about me all fucking day.
Yeah, at least wrote it. Probably not Ben wrote it, but he probably wrote it like a week or two before he, like, you feel me? Like, yeah. That's something that he planned out.
He didn't know whether to diss me or not, cuz really, I'm not the nigga who made him a snitch, said no snitch, or went again. So he just, he was kind of hesitant about it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because what type of nigga snitch? I mean, mad cuz you snitched. I didn't say it because everybody said it.
My understanding, you was actually fucking with the nigga. You gave him his props when he came up.
I don't even want to say that no more.
It's crazy.
Just a fuck a understanding. 23rd Street.
So let's keep the ball rolling. Yesterday.
No, I'm smoke.
No matter of fact, like that? Today. Huh?
But you just drink or something?
I do smoke like that, but I'm activated.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
So, so if y'all don't know, Adam just dropped a new interview. It just dropped today, like around 4 p.m. With Big Deal. I didn't get a chance to check it out. I wish I got a chance to watch it. Mikey, you sent me the that link. That shit never worked. Yeah, Remo. Yeah,
it never worked.
But y'all make sure y'all tap in and go check that out. Cause that's the first thing I'm gonna do as soon as we get off air. I'm gonna go check that out. Yeah. Hey, did you watch it, Flame?
I'm gonna
you watched the Big Deal interview?
Oh no, it dropped.
It dropped yesterday.
Was it a banger?
It dropped today at 4.
I heard it was gonna be.
It just dropped.
Yeah, it just dropped.
I think that was right. Oh, I was gonna. But nah, is it a banger? Adam was hyping it up.
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't either.
But I was there. I was there when he was filming it.
Adam said it's a big fucking deal.
I was at the store when he was filming it. Remember, I said on the show.
Big deal gonna be bigger than Terrell.
That was the Casamigo bottle we was supposed to get last night, man. We got that. We got that small ass bottle. All that much money, man. Where you? Hey, where the fuck you got me at, man? Change, the hood. Man. Hey, in the hood, we would have got that side. Hey, how much that bottle cost, DW?
Hey, nah.
Like
hey, 70? Wait. We did not get no change back from that bottle, huh?
No. Hey, that was a personal size.
That's bullshit. Hey, but we gonna take a shot, man. To no statements, man. This episode number 9.
Yeah, two of them from.
We appreciate all the viewers for tapping in and logging in. We got a new calling system where y'all can tap in on the Discord.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mikey for that.
First time it worked back here.
We're going to be doing a lot more behind the scenes and making sure that the show stay, you know, spiced up and got it cracking. You feel what I'm saying? But as far as a big deal interview, so like I said, I was there.
Oh yeah, I gotta watch that.
I was there. Me and bro was actually shooting a video.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how he came out? So me, you want to talk about that, Nino? So me and Nino, we've been in the studio going crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Me and bro got some.
Hey, tell
shit
D John, stop running from me. I want to talk to you.
You said what?
You hear me? Tell him I want to talk to you. Stop running from me, bro. I've been rapping too long.
Who you talking about?
Dijon, man. Stop running from me, bro. I'm blackballed enough. You ain't got to help me.
Oh, you think he playing a part right now?
You trying to find Dijon right now?
I'm trying to find Dijon.
He in the front row?
Wait. He's not there. He's not there. He's not there.
Why are you trying to find Dijon?
Don't do that. Don't do that because don't you fucking do it.
You want to try that cover for a cut? That's for y'all.
Don't you fucking do it. If you play with me like that, or how we doing? Because I don't know what's up with you. You a troll, bro.
You said, no. You trolled me first, so, you know, I do this.
So that's what I'm saying. You troll, so I got to watch how it comes.
Yeah, would you like to start or would you like to finish? Because I can, you know, because, yeah.
Hey, man, look, listen.
All right.
Dijon, you just keep grading how you grading off your looks instead of your sexuality, instead of, like, you feel me, really music.
So, I got word.
I'm glad obviously I'm not on there. He don't find me attractive. I like that.
That's nuts.
Wait, what?
That's nuts.
That's crazy. You just start rapping. You on there. He like you. He wait. Come in here with them tight ass pants, squeezing. Look,
nah, nigga, I'm
that,
hard at rapping.
Yeah, I know that. But what the fuck? No. What? I give you your credit. Look, brother, I swear to God, look, he really helped me like embrace my sound a lot more like
Dijon?
Than what I was. No, you.
Oh, as soon as you said, oh,
like you helped me, like
card,
you helped me embrace.
Soon
like,
as you send a report card, you started embracing yourself as an artist.
Okay, here we go.
He said it.
I'll holler at you later.
Go ahead, brother.
He said Dijon influence on your music.
Go ahead.
Nah, but it's like it's a lot of artists.
That's okay though.
That's really like been on here rapping, like, and it's artists that's on there that I feel like shouldn't even be on there because they already mainstream. It should be that report card should be for artists that's upcoming that you see consistent. And you actually see that's graded like on visuals, like the consistency, the everything that's dropping. Why are you giving other artists that's already had spotlight?
Because that's his shit. That's
and,
how he want to do it.
It makes sense because you gotta have something hot on there. Because a lot of people.
He gave Tyler Creator, hey, bro. When the last time he dropped? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. He just dropped. He just won a Grammy.
It's niggas that really like Zoe Summer. Zoe Summer goes crazy. Why? How does he have a D? Let's talk about that. Okay. You don't even like Big Sad. We're talking music right now. How does he have he damn near got a C or D or something like that too?
I don't know.
Grading all look, Kalon for real for real. Kalon for real for real.
Who?
Kalon for real for real. You feel what I'm saying?
That's what people
tell y'all. Yeah.
All right. He's been going crazy. How does he has a D?
Yeah, Kalon should have a higher.
Tapri Grahams.
I've been hearing Tapri.
He has a D. Or F or something like that. How is that possible?
Tapri,
but the only
I
one
gotta really tune in.
It's really artists on
too.
Here.
Yeah, Tapri.
He on gangbang though, right?
And look,
do he gangbang?
I want to.
I don't know. I just found out.
Well, Dijon, I ain't got. Dijon told me, and then you told me. But I know Dijon is selective. So
bro, he's great on looks, man.
So I need to check.
Y'all
that
might
out,
be. Hey, hey, hey.
I don't know. I don't think he's been here.
If you got over a C,
that's even better. He from Long Beach. That means he got a. You know what I'm saying?
If you got over a C on that report card, you better hide. Don't take no candy.
But you're looking for Dijon.
That nigga playing.
Ain't nothing in this world free.
That nigga playing.
But you trying to get some. But you trying to eat.
What they
got to
do for a grade? You saying niggas got to do something for a grade?
Oh my God! I'm Dijon Paul, and I just love.
I think Jaden Smith gave Tyler Creator an A too. I'm gonna leave that there though.
I am.
Shout out Will Smith.
Shout out to John.
Shout out to John too.
Shout out to LA Rap Report Card, man.
That report, shout out that too.
We gonna take a shot, man, to no statements.
I gotta report me a shot.
We gonna take a shot to
me, you know. We taking a shot to me getting bumped up, you know, around this motherfucker, man, you know.
You stepped into your spot, that's crazy.
I'm stepping into my, you know, to where I'm supposed to be. So I guess this is how it's gonna go.
We got the 22ster in the back.
Adam.
We got the 22ster. You gotta come hit the camera.
You gotta come here and say that 1 foot, hey, 2 foot, 3 foot, 4. Come on, Adam, what's going on, man?
We got the 22ster in the building up in here.
Again. The 22ster. I'm the 23ster.
Hey, so real quick, because I just
22nd Street is
option some
shit, right?
No, it's not. I'm just the 23rster.
So hey, can you hear me that bottle before you start?
23rd Streeter.
I'm with the Muslims right now.
That's what niggas be doing.
No, they were just praying. They were just they all pulled out their rugs and they were just praying in the alley. I'm tapped in with some up north.
Right.
Afghan gang members.
Okay, I fuck with the Muslim.
I'm on a hiatus right now.
So time to fuck out. We got Adam 22, the motherfucking 22ster, first time on No Statements.
That's a classic. Go take a picture.
We holding it down, Adam.
Crit. Hey.
I'm pulling up to fill in for Adam. Baby's cap ass.
Hey, Adam.
Cap.
And I took some calls and shit today.
So you know what the narrative is, right?
They say he's running.
I got a lot of narratives.
He's running from the flame. He's turned down.
I'm just fucking around. I love Brick, but I've seen a lot of narratives like that.
So
you
we
going
just,
for it?
What is it?
DW, you're gonna have to box
I
this
think
chopper.
On a Tuesday. I think I told you what I think the reason was. Hey, look, Adam. Last night he told me pull up to the studio.
Brick.
He said, man, I got some bad bitches in there. I walk in, it's a tranny.
I mean, what the fuck?
History repeats itself.
Yeah, because he just said that. He just said that.
Not you.
It's crazy, huh?
Just no jump.
Hold on, cuz. What trying fuck? To make us fuck. Really suspicious or like?
Oh, what's going on? You're an asshole.
Hey, I heard Dejan is a host on Plug Talk.
We're trying to get him in there.
I heard with the other side though.
I don't know.
Yeah. That'll be different. But anyway,
he wants to start.
I never watched Plug Talk. Don't get me wrong. Don't disbar me. I ain't never watched.
So wait, so how does that work?
I'm not really into it.
No. Most of the people who work here don't watch.
No, yeah,
it, right?
That'll be
okay,
weird.
Oh, y'all do.
I mean, you can.
What is it? Oh, I thought it was another weird. Podcast.
Wait,
on here,
so wait,
right?
So wait, so will you give us access to watch it? Because don't you have to subscribe, right?
And will I give you a code? You, Barry Gordy? Yes.
That's fire.
For sure, I'll give you a code.
So do you have any scenes without you in there? Like, do you have any?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Some other dudes beating cheeks up.
See, let me find out you're trying to shower shark.
I want to indulge in what's going on. I have to be in tune of what's going on in No Jumper, gang.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to tune in.
So Adam, we just got
turn the mic to like be right kind
of. I'm not going to tune in.
These mics are kind of like extra sensitive. That's just my advice.
Okay, so we just got.
I think no pause. I don't.
What happened?
I don't know.
You didn't like it was too dick-like.
I can't trust you, that's bro. With that shit.
No.
So we just got done covering you in the Big Deal interview.
What'd you think?
I didn't get a chance to watch it because Remo sent me a clip. I mean, sent me a private link that did not work.
Mm.
And that's before it dropped. And then I'm on the way here, so I never got it. So that's like the first thing.
Man, I'm fucking with the Big Deal era. We might be in the Big Deal era.
Yeah. You said it went crazy, right?
We might be in the Big Deal era.
You heard my big sad diss?
I thought it was dope. I saw you put out a song about him, but I didn't listen to it yet.
Check it out.
That's the song?
It's up. Yeah.
I got to check it out.
Yeah.
So we could
get it. I said,
what happened?
Wiped the whole 1900 out, crit.
You're going out of this whole set?
They're
going
to be 1900 BC, extinct.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my mama knew.
You gotta listen to the song, Adam. He dropped he recorded it before he came here. Dropped it on the freeway. Nah,
drop that shit, cuz.
Dropped it while you were on the freeway.
Oh no, I recorded it at 4. I was in Long Beach, bop, got done with it, and when I got on the freeway, dropped it on there, bop, and then got here on time.
Damn.
Dead homies.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And stuff. And they going crazy right now.
I'm not gonna lie, Zesty Cream Pie did have like 2 lyrics that I remember.
Okay, now go listen to my shit.
Toothbrushing lyric.
That's not me.
And then
I guess I don't even remember what he said about
good
you.
Shit. I don't even need to.
But I feel like that we got to bring the Brick Baby out, like the inner rapper. That
yeah, maybe Cud need to rap.
You try to call him? Like, what's going on with?
Because don't you feel like Brick Baby is like, he's probably like at his best making like diss slash drill slash evil music.
It might be Cud bad. Yeah, it might be his bad.
I feel like that's like, no. If Brick Baby wants to do crazy numbers all the time, he's just going to be on some demon shit.
Did we talk about it last episode? About him not even recording or nothing. He doesn't record. He's at capacity.
You think he's at capacity?
He's at capacity with everything.
Damn. He's been around the rap shit for so long that I feel like he don't really have like the drive to really like make a run at it. Cause he's been like Brick was hot as a rapper in like 2014, 2015 on an underground level, which is like a fucking million years ago in rapper time, right? So I feel like he don't really but then he put out that one No Jumper freestyle.
That's what I heard.
The comments, 100% positive. Mm. Not
that's
like
that's the only thing I heard from him.
There he is. We're talking about how you good at rapping.
Yeah, you motherfucking buster, nigga.
Pissed off all the traffic?
I'm pissed off about motherfucking running 3-day content. About the
what up, nigga? You like, me hanging like that?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why motherfuckers still running content on a conversation that got leaked from this motherfucker and keep on digging some shit up out my boy. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Dead homies, I don't give a fuck about nothing else. 6-0. Nigga, nigga's energy is what a nigga energy is. Hey, this break. My boy right here. Hold on, no, 3 days in a row, gang. You been here three days in a row getting asked the same question after we talk. Nigga, I still ain't watched it. I don't know what I said to cuz. Nigga, I was higher than a motherfucker. That ain't no excuse, nigga. I know one thing. The first time I asked you, first time I picked up the phone, I said, bro, I could remember one thing only that was derogatory that I said. Did I or did I not?
Speak on it.
On 6-0 Crip. Everybody else, like, it's cool. Like, all this shit. It was a Monday show. It was a show yesterday. I love you, Adam. I'm not tripping off of you. It ain't nothing like that, cuz a nigga frustrated right now, bro. Because y'all digging shit. If a nigga say he ain't gonna watch it, a nigga ain't gonna watch it. And the nigga who leak it is fuck a nigga forever. And any nigga that ride with cuz on the dead homies, it is what it is, nigga. On 6-0 Crip, nigga. And me and cuz crash you niggas together. Or nigga, by myself, nigga, on the dead homies. Where every niggas wanna meet, nigga, I don't give a fuck about no HK Turtle. I'm gonna give you your shout out today, cuz. On the dead homies, nigga. On 6-0 Crip, cuz you a cop, nigga. You the police, nigga. You reach it. You want, nigga, you doing interviews with Alex Alonzo, this, that, and that, trying to get your shit off the ground. On the dead homies, you got the address, nigga. To right here, right now, like y'all pulled up the last time, nigga. Niggas pull up. On the dead homies, pull up, nigga. On 6-0, cuz ain't no 40s coming to the 60s pushing no issues. Nigga, on rolling 60s, nigga. Ain't near 40 coming to the 60s, nigga, with no type of drama, nigga. On SC, nigga. Only 40 come through that motherfucker is Pee Wee and Lil Vernon, nigga. Dead homies, nigga. Nigga, if you niggas got underlying conditions, nigga, hate the hood, nigga, on West Side Rollers, say that, nigga. On the dead homies, because y'all know what it is, nigga. And a nigga play ball. Bitch, the only reason I ain't come outside and kill one of you niggas, because I was in front of these white niggas. Dead homies, nigga. Me and the homies would have crashed, nigga. On 6-0, nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of that, nigga. Shout out Devil Donut, nigga, and my real 40s, cuz. These niggas 68ers, though, nigga. On 6-0, and this my homeboy, nigga, on the hood. And whatever me and my homeboy gotta go through, nigga, to clear what we gotta clear, nigga, on 6-0, he gonna always be my homeboy, nigga. It don't matter whatever it is, nigga. But the energy that, nigga, from now on, nigga, keep on running content on my name, nigga. I'm putting Kill Squad in the street. Nigga, on 6-0, y'all forgot I had chili, nigga. Nigga. On 6-0, nigga, go look up, nigga, what shit he worth, bitch. Dead homies, nah, fuck all
don't
that,
give too much. Don't nigga. Give him too much.
Nah, that, nigga, niggas ran content 3 days in a row, that's the nigga, energy. Fuck a nigga and they mama, nigga.
I think that's
dead
the
homies, and they kids, nigga. 6-0, nigga, I'm tripping, cuz. Cause they keep on trying to, they digging.
I know, it didn't work. I see the same
bro,
thing, cuz.
Ain't that nigga asked for a fade from you. Every nigga that got on the phone with you turned it down. You niggas scary Larry ass niggas, cuz on SC.
Niggas picking and choosing.
Nigga, you picking and choosing, nigga. Dead homies, you niggas want to have something to say about me? On the dead homies, I really boogie down on SC. Stop playing with me. Nigga, I don't give that energy up here. Bro, I'm the boogeyman. You niggas know. You bitch ass niggas from the hood that keep talking. Y'all know why y'all talking, cuz. Cuz the boogeyman spoke, nigga. And y'all scared, nigga. You niggas want to do shit on camera. But it's over with. I ain't finna keep going up, nigga. But the energy is what it is, cuz. And on the dead homies, send the link to cuz. On the dead homies, be outside, nigga. Play that shit today, nigga. On SC, nigga. On hood, they gonna be calling your ass little Draco, nigga. Dead homies, and it is what it is. You niggas the cops, nigga. Dead homies, nigga. And the nigga who posted the other shit about me and a blick, nigga, cop ass whack, bitch ass whack, nigga on the hood calling me Mr. AK-47. Bitch, I got open cases, nigga. Nigga, stop playing with me, cuz. On the dead homies, I ain't leaving my kids for nothing, nigga.
Six up. As
niggas gotta stop playing with me, cuz.
You doing good, man. I met you in the jail, man.
Come on, bro.
I like the niggas out, nigga.
Yeah, right next door to me, man. You know what's going on, man.
So,
come on, cuz. On 6-0, niggas keep playing them internet games now, nigga. Ball in your court, nigga. SC, nigga. Niggas hate the hood. Say something, nigga.
Yeah.
I like this podcast.
I think that's.
Nigga, on SC, I think that's about the energy. Nigga, on hood, nigga. Stop tapping me, cuz.
Tom, what's up?
That shit, nigga.
I know, bro.
Stop tapping me, nigga. Nigga, they gonna see this real energy. You be with me all the time, cuz. On hood, I already crash shit.
Bro,
you know the truth. I know the truth.
You said enough to niggas, cuz.
Bro, that shit got me hot, nigga.
Ease down, though. You said enough.
Yeah.
Because really, you know, niggas can't even tell who homies at this point. No.
Okay. This my thing, gang. You know I love you. This is what they want, right? So
they got it, nigga. A bitch, nigga. So, pull up,
look,
nigga.
Look,
nigga, put your life on the line, nigga.
On
6, so put your life on the line, nigga. I'm SC Overheel, nigga. Stop playing for
I already know. Stop talking to me about them, bro.
Stop talking to me about them. Man, cuz I'm sick, so Crip. Stop playing with me, cuz. On the hood. Don't nobody tell me nothing, nigga. On 6-0, stop giving them niggas the address in.
Calm down, bro. Chill out.
Stop giving niggas the address, nigga. Man, I'm like, what? Nigga?
Hey.
Oh, hood, you a part of the security team, nigga. Stop giving fuck niggas the address. Nigga, I just told you, stop talking to me while I'm mad, nigga. Oh, and C, stop talking to me. Nigga, on Roman 60, stop talking to me, nigga.
Hey, Rick,
come on. Man, stop talking.
Feeling earlier, Gordy. Yeah, nigga, let anybody, buddy.
Let
him do his thing, bro.
Stop playing with me, cuz.
We ain't got nothing to say about none of
I'm
that.
I'm not doing no.
Gordy, stop. Hey, Gordy.
Hey, don't crash out.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, Gordy. Don't, Gordy, come on, bro.
I'm not doing that. On SC, I'm not talking. I'm not doing no talking, nigga. On SC, nigga. I'm not doing no talking.
Hey, matter of fact, look.
On hood, nigga. I'm not doing none of that, nigga. I don't care, nigga. Nigga, they want to keep running content up here. This what y'all want, nigga? On hood, nigga. Niggas got addresses. Niggas got drops on me. Nigga, when I drop my nuts, nigga, respect it, nigga. On the hood. Pull the fuck up. Nigga, I be here till 9. On rolling.
Hey, hey. We gotta cut it, gang.
No
statements. This another week of no statements. Hey, he got his daughter. Don't he got his daughter with him?
Yeah, he got his baby and all that.
Hey, look.
Yeah, bro. Hey, look. Come on, bro. Hey, let's change the subject.
Hey.
Shout out to Brick.
Hey, this,
change the subject.
This has been an episode of no statements. Episode number 9.
No, Gordy, just let them handle that, Gordy.
Nah, Gordy, you mean Gordy need the help, cuz. Huh?
Wow.
Come sit down.